Psalm 9, a psalm of David. I will praise the Lord with all my heart. I will tell of all your wondrous deeds. I will rejoice and exult in you. I will sing psalms of your most high name. When my enemies retreat back, they will stumble and perish at your presence. For you will deal with my case and my right. You will sit on the throne judging righteously. You will rebuke nations and put an end to the wicked one. You will eradicate their name for the age and in perpetuity. O enemy, devastations will come to an end in perpetuity. But as for the cities which you have destroyed, the memory of them has perished. But the Lord is seated age-abidingly. He will establish his throne of justice. And he will judge the world justly. He will arbitrate between peoples equitably. And the Lord will be a refuge to the oppressed, a refuge in times of affliction. And those who know your name will trust in you, for you have not forsaken those who seek you, O Lord. Sing psalms to the Lord, who is seated in Zion. Relate his deeds among the various peoples. For he who requites bloodshed remembers them. He does not forget the crying of the afflicted. Have mercy on me, O Lord. Observe my affliction by those who hate me. You who lift me up from the gates of death, so that I can relate all your psalms of praise at the gates of the daughter of Zion, and rejoice in your salvation. The nations will sink in the pit which they have made. In the very net which they hid, their leg will be trapped. The Lord is known by the justice which he executes. The wicked man is ensnared by the work of his own hands. A meditation. Selah. The wicked will return to the grave, as will all the nations forgetful of God. For the poor will not be forgotten in perpetuity, nor will the hope of the meek perish for eternity. Arise, O Lord, do not let man prevail. Let the nations be judged in your presence. O Lord, put fear in them, that the nations may know that they are but man. Selah. Psalm 10. Why, O Lord, do you stand at a distance? Why do you hide in times of affliction? The wicked man in his pride ardently pursues the needy. But they will be caught by the very devices which they contrived. For the wicked man boasts in his personal pleasure-seeking, and the defrauder blasphemes. He blasphemes the Lord. The wicked in his arrogant pride does not seek divine guidance. God does not come into any of his machinations. They pervert his way all the time. Your judgments are high up, aloof from him. He rails at all his adversaries. He says in his heart, I will not falter. Because from generation to generation, I will not be in difficulty. His mouth is full of cursing and deceit and vehemence. Under his tongue are vice and iniquity. He lies in ambush in enclosed areas. He kills the innocent in hiding places. His eyes lie hidden, fixed on the downcast. He lies in ambush in the hiding place, like a lion in a thicket. He lies in an ambush, ready to pounce on the poor. He pounces on the poor as he draws him into his net. And he crouches and keeps low, and by his dominance the strength of the downcast fails. He says in his heart, God forgets. He is hiding his face. He will never look. Arise, O Lord, O God, lift up your hand. Do not forget the afflicted. Why does the wicked blaspheme God? He says in his heart, he will not investigate it. You have looked, for you have seen sorrow and grief, so as to requite it with your hand. The downcast commits himself to you. You are a helper to the orphan. Break the arm of the wicked and evil one. Investigate his wickedness, which he thinks you will not find. The Lord is king for the age and in perpetuity. The nations are eliminated from his land. You have heard the desire of the meek, O Lord. You will establish their heart. Your ear has hearkened to it. so as to provide justice to the orphan and the afflicted. The man from the earth will not cause terror any more. To the choirmaster.